The Conservatives say stealth taxes will go up under Labour. Labour accuse the Tories of not controlling extremists in their party. So long and thanks for all the fish. Douglas Adams, the man behind Hitchhiker's Guide, has died.
And that bleak announcement was how a stunned public learned of the tragic and untimely death of Douglas Adams, who died of a sudden heart attack in California at the absurdly young age of 49. Within minutes of the news, thousands of Hitchhiker fans rushed to post messages of shock and sympathy on Douglas's website, and close friends and colleagues paid solemn but affectionate tribute to his talent, his humour, and his generosity of spirit. I'm Simon Jones, and through Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas played a huge part in my life, for which I shall always be grateful. He was a dear friend, and I miss him greatly. It is therefore my particular pleasure to present this album of highlights from his career. Douglas had a very short career at the BBC, but a very long association with it. In fact, over 26 years. And during this time, his range of interests, passions, and obsessions widened enormously, literally covering the alphabet, from atheism to zoology. So, for the next 3 hours or so, here's A Hitchhiker's Guide to Douglas Adams, a hop, skip, and the odd jump through the A to Z of his career, starting with A, for animals, such as the aye-aye. The aye-aye is a very rare kind of nocturnal lemur, and in April 1985, Douglas was invited by zoologist Mark Carwardine to join him on an expedition to Madagascar in search of this rare creature. At the time, well, let Mark explain.